You know, some people say, oh, millennial generation, this generation, that generation, we can't get them in there. But the outpouring is going to join the generations together.
Amen.
We're going to see the old, the young, the joining of generations. Okay, I'm out of my time. Apostle, come on up. Way out of my time. So come on up, Apostle. But Vashakaya, you are a prophetic generation. You don't stand in the office of a prophet, but you're going to have to learn how to prophesy some things. Just like you're calling those children back. That's prophesying at your mouth. And we're going to have to learn how to do that because we are a prophetic generation. He said, servants, handmaidens, that includes you. Because when somebody asked me, said, well, I know he said our sons and daughters, but where are we are in the outpouring? I said, if you're not a servant, if you want to be a servant or a handmaid, whichever one you want to take, if you want to be an old man, I said, everybody is included in the...
Yes, amen.
The church is right there in the outpouring. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And the joining of those generations together, can't nobody do that but God.
Amen.
That's a God thing.
Woo! A comment before you start. Your 15 minutes has changed in Mary's and David's, changed my life. But here's the thing. If we don't warn people to be careful of their relationships, those relationships that are not godly need to be severed.
Amen.
We need to tell people that up front because they will sow tares into the wheat that you have sown in the hearts of these people in that 15 minutes. So ask God to, through praying, tell them, sever those relationships. Because God told me a long time ago, he says, you arise or fall to the level of the people you deal with on a daily basis. So I am very careful about my relationships.
Well, you just put a plug in for sibling stuff together, didn't you?
It's not just that.
I mean,
we have relationships at work.
Yes.
We have relationships everywhere. And
we are relationship people. We were created for relationships.
I mean, Christ didn't. He taught these people, but he didn't have a close relationship with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So be careful of your daily relationships.
Amen. He ate with the senators and publicans, but
right.
He lived with the 12.
With that's the 12. Right. The people of
but that's a big difference.
Of a like mind. Exactly. So tell them right up, be careful. Mm-hmm. If your people aren't godly, your friends, family, sever that relationship.
Everybody's under the same attack. Because Satan's only got deception. Every Christian has been under attack from the beginning.
Yes.
But God has people who break through.
Yes.
Me and Nick was talking about the how people in the bathroom. He was talking about. Where things that went wrong, where it originated from. And you can trace it right on back.
Yes.
To sometimes one person, mm-hmm. and sometimes one dynasty, or one kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this all throughout the Word of God.
Yes.
Somebody like Jeroboam will put something in motion, and it will just, yes. he started a wildfire, and it
yes,
just
sir.
Kept going until the Lord yes. had to do something.
Yes.
But one thing about it, God has people who break through. If you love God now, you've broken through somewhere in your life.
Amen.
That's our heritage. Brother Nick, I'm going to pick it up right here, but Brother Nick had something.
Well, I wanted to tell a story about what you were talking about servants and everything, and stuff. This one lady down in South Mexico, okay, and it's testimony from David Ovid, okay, because he's responsible for her salvation, okay. She's dirt poor. When we talk about poor, we don't really understand what that actually means until you see these people.
Okay.
She has one dress, and that's what she wears every day. Wow. She has no shoes at all. None.
Wow. Okay. Rich.
And she works for a guy that's filthy rich. down there. He's a senator of Mexico who contracted leprosy, okay? And it's very volatile down there, you know. He has no legs, they had to cut him off. He's been to every specialist in the world, Europe, United States, don't matter, nobody can help him because there's no cure for leprosy, okay? He's dying, and she hears that he's exhausted every avenue, and he's pretty much gave up, okay? She cannot read, she cannot write, she cannot do anything. She just knows that Jesus is king and can do anything.
Amen.
It's what she believes. So she approaches them. Now, it's against the law for a woman to approach him or even one of his bodyguards or men. It's against the law. So she goes and approaches him anyway and tells them that she would like to go in there and pray for him because Jesus can heal him. Mm-hmm. So he hears her outside saying all this, and he tells her to come in because, you know, he's at the last resort. And she goes in and tells him that Jesus is king and that he can heal you of leprosy and he loves you and all this. And he cusses her out and fires her. Okay? Well, it doesn't end. She tells him he can heal you and give you new legs. Now, that's pretty bold. Man ain't got no legs. They cut him off. Okay? And he says, if he can give me new legs, we might do something. Okay? So she said, okay, I'll be right back. She walks 8 hours, goes, because her village is 8 hours away, comes back and brings the elders of the church with her, and they get down on their knees and they pray for her, for him, and nothing happens. But he gets saved. He receives the gospel.
Amen.
And then they get up, go get David Hogan. He comes over there, okay? And they pray, lay hands on him, and all of a sudden these little nubs pop out of the bottom of his legs. He gets healed of the leprosy. 5 weeks later, he's got legs. He's walking around praising Jesus. See, that's a servant right there. That little woman right there got saved, can't read, can't write, dirt poor.
You see,
who are we?
No, you see how simple it is.
Simple as all.
She just believes. What God directed her to.
We got at Wild Work, a tool man will come around. They have a truck full of tools and snap-on tool shelves. And one day, Terry, he had three routes, so he hired somebody to do our route in Bethlehem. But that guy was a Christian. He came in and told me about Terry's son. He said he works out. He was an Auburn student, and he fell out in the gym, I think it was. But when he went to the doctor, he found a tumor in his brain, and he said that just tore Terry up. And I wanted him healed. And Pastor had a word of knowledge. She said, anybody got a pain or a tumor? Brain. That's what came to me. So I went up. I was going to let him lay hands on me, and I was going to go find Terry's son and lay hands on him. And then I explained, Pastor was wondering, do you have a tumor? I said, no, that's a tool man, and his son has a tumor in his brain. So he gave me a prayer cloth. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to, forgot his name, the guy that was a Christian. He took it to Terry, and he laid it on his head.
Amen.
And he went to the doctor, and the tumor was gone.
Amen.
Right.
Come on now. That's what we're talking about.
And I think he's teaching it all. Now, I forgot. I met another guy that told me what got healed.
Thank you, Lord.
It's all simple. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Amen. You ain't got to pray all night long to get it. Just spend time with the Lord.
Right.
Yes, amen.
Just spend time with him. What will he bring to you? When you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you.
Come on.
And all the, see, when he had me to study the chapters, a lot of things happened, good things happened. I started seeing how simple the word was. I started breaking through more because I had more to work with. You got to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. When you fill your heart with his word, and then you go about your business, he can start ministering to you.
Yes.
you have a reference.
Yes.
I said earlier, all of us had the same situations, same problems, same deception, and we all broke through it. The mainstream churches have been taught wrong.
Come on,
in
many
cases.
Come on, that's right.
But they can say, tongues went out. God stopped giving the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Healing went out. God might heal. He healed when he wants to.
No repentance.
So much,
no miracles.
You got to break through that crap.
Amen. Exactly what
Amen.
It is.
Yeah.
And go back to what Jesus did. I
Come
said,
on.
Lord, people do struggle with healing. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit.
No difference.
Yes.
You walk up to a tree. That's a good deal. It's as easy as picking fruit.
Amen.
Right.
I didn't do the work. I saw the pastor had the anointing. I was going to let him lay hand on me, and I'd go lay hands on him, and the man would have been healed.
Amen.
But the pastor said, he'll take this handkerchief. It's all easy.
It's so simple.
You are a servant.
Come on.
All you have to do is be the vessel
Faithful.
That God wants you to be. A vessel, you pour something in and pour it. You transfer the love of God. Jesus said that people can't represent God in any kind of way. You have to have the corrections that's necessary so God can pour things into you so you can pour it on other people.
Amen.
You can't be worried about who's the greatest.
Right. Come on. Come on.
The enemy would have told them jokers up.
Amen. Amen.
If Jesus didn't do something about that problem, he wouldn't have had people to work with. We wouldn't have the scriptures.
We wouldn't have had Pentecost because they've been there fussing about, you're not going to get up again.
Come
you
on.
Always think you got to leave. Sit
right.
yourself down.
I've seen,
you guys have the last
I've
word.
Seen moves of, I've seen moves of God form and form and form, and somebody got to be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Cain's jealousy is satanic. It
mm-hmm.
would break everything up.
Mm-hmm.
People
everybody
fall out. They were going so far, and then they just quit because somebody got into Cain's jealousy.
Every evil work.
And people would kill you over Cain's jealousy. It's just against
yes.
the law, so we don't have to deal with it as much as other countries.
Amen.
They would kill your character by slander.
Amen.
I don't want to tell you what I went through when the Lord had me go to churches and give words to pastors. I don't spare y'all from the word. It's not pretty. And every child of God is capable of so much.
Come on.
Every child of God.
Right.
Anybody that would just, Lord, use me. And me. And just receive his word.
Joyce Meyer said when she started her church at home, her church kicked her out. When she started
Cain
her ministry. And her friends abandoned her.
Yes, ma'am.
She said she was totally isolated.
I went through all
but
that.
That was probably God getting rid of them people out of their life.
This is
it's
why
hard.
When the Lord said I can use you to minister to people in 15 minutes that what would normally take me 3 months in church. I didn't like that. It wasn't me. It was the problem was I believed him. But I wanted the pastors that I loved to do the same thing.
Amen.
I wanted the average child of God to do better than me. Because if I'm doing all that God gave me to do, and you're doing greater, then the kingdom of God is what's stronger.
Amen.
If you got to kill, what did God do something about Cain jealous? The earth wouldn't grow food for him. Because he gave in to the whims of Satan. Satan is not credible. He lies. And you have to break through his lies. If you believe him, you can't believe two opposing things. You're going to love one and hate one. You can't serve God and money. You're going to love one and hate one. It won't be, if you try to love both one of them, you're going to hate. And you're going to give your credibility to the one you love the most.
Right. Yes, sir.
He's incapable of telling the truth just like God is incapable of telling a lie. So, again, when I'm driving to the doctor, everything I'm hearing I knew was not God because it was against.
If you really want to know, if you really want to know what you believe, what do you act on?
Yes.
What comes out of your mouth? I learned if you're angry and frustrated, it's best not to talk. said, I've avoided a lot of trouble by, I'm frustrated, I said it.
I guarantee most of the time there's something in telling you not to do it too.
That's be quiet, then.
Oh, yeah.
Set a guard, set a guard over our mouths.
Then I need, we don't do things in our strength, we do it in his.
Amen.
If you need more strength, take it.
Amen.
If you need more strength, let's get it. He got it. He gonna give you whatever you need to minister to people. When you receive his word, you have a perception of victory that you don't get from the world. Just your peace. You didn't get your peace from the world. There's no reference of this of the God kind of peace in the world system. It don't exist.
Good.
Everybody you're around that don't know the Lord, they don't know your peace. They can't feel it. They can't detect it. They have no reference for it. Same thing with your victory. Your perception of victory comes from the heart of God's word, the intended meaning, not the interpretations people impose on the word. People have gotten in so much trouble playing with the Greek and the Hebrew meanings. What, if you confuse, just keep reading it.
Right.
Just like Nick did, keep reading it, and it's going to become revelation. And when that's not happening, you're not growing.
Right.
And you're acting on things that's not necessary.
And you have to own it. It's yours.
Yeah. You got to confess it into your life.
You know, Nick said something good. He said the word of God is forever established in heaven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're entering in.
It's not really established on earth until you speak it out.
Come on.
Yeah.
You have to establish it on earth.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
It's been established in heaven.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
But when you speak it out, when you say the word, it's established on earth.
Amen.
When the Lord told me that about the 15 minutes, I wanted to know, how do I get other people do what I'm doing? I'm just a regular old man, just trying to learn God's word. Now, the difference between somebody with a calling and a Christian that hadn't been called to a particular thing, we have the very same rights and privileges. They're not different. We can all live by faith. But I said anybody can do this. The things, when I drew near to the Lord and he drew near to me, that's for everybody. The same messages that God gave me, it resonates through other people.
Amen.
We're preaching what Paul preached, the same anointing.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Same.
Only
same.
Difference, I gotta do specific things. I have a duty to do, but every Christian can do. It's one body.
Come on.
Amen.
We receive, one body. And if we can be a vessel of honor, there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
And you'll have that perception of victory, and you'll see yourself different. Last thing, in breaking through, the world is falling. It's falling apart. They're trying to do the one world government. That's what the impeachment's about. They want to stop this. They want this country. I was watching, I used to like to watch NCIS, the one when they rescued Cute Zeba, and they were talking about what to do with Vance's, he had a ZNN screen. That's supposed to be CNN. They put ZNN up. Well, the tipper went by. Nations Without Borders. They're feeding you stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. This was going on back in 08 when that happened.
That's right. Because it's decades planned out.
Yeah. I said the enemy is trying to set things up to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way you keep evil at bay is draw near to the Lord. Don't be afraid of that.
Come on.
Satan's still under our feet.
Come on. We are blessed.
Your prayers avail much. Pray for every president, the one that you vote for, the one you don't.
Right.
Pray for Congress. Pray that God's will be done there. Pray in the Holy Spirit, and you'll pray perfect. But none of that will work if there's no relationship, if there's something. God builds on a strong foundation. And this revival will be built on individuals that just love God and do His will.
And unknowns.
Which is how the Berlin Wall came down.
Individuals.
Yes, it did.
It did. They got hold of Kenneth E. Hagin's book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the other side, and that's
I got a piece of that wall because I had one of my customers was over there. He gave me a piece
really?
Of it.
Wow.
I I gave a piece to my children, I gave a piece to pastor. I got a little piece now. Anyway, the walls come down when we pray. We break through this.
But think about how many years that wall been up. Mm-hmm. To the people, some of the people, it looked impossible. Mm-hmm.
Think about how quick it came down. Yeah. I mean, like overnight, one day, wham.
Overnight.
And Germany was united.
Suddenly.
We have a heritage in Christ. And it trumps everything. It's better than what the world has.
Amen.
No weapon formed against you can prosper. You have to speak it. You have to believe it and act on it.
Your mouth. Yeah.
And just like everything. If you feel like, well, I'm scared, I ain't going to cooperate. Say, I cooperate only in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I always cooperate.
Come on, always.
I always
love God's will. I hate the world the way I hate my own will. I love God's will.
Amen.
You can say that all day. And
it will
be alive in you.
Come on.
Woo!
Come on, brother.
You can say, I'm healing. And things are transformed. Things happen. How many testimonies of healing we had just this morning?
All right. Let's cut off and let's take a run around the
I'm telling you.
Our sales will quicken.
Make you shout this morning.
Our sales will quicken also. They will come alive.
Everybody,
they will replicate.
Response to your words and your words of faith. It's got to happen. It's not a possibility of it being any other way.
All right,
I thank you for your word.
Lord.
Help us to go forward in you in the simplicity of your true word.
Yes,
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Word.
Woo!